Just before we dive into today's podcast, this episode is brought to you by Bloomreach Engagement. They're an AI-powered marketing automation platform that personalizes the online shopping experience for your customers. Now, Bloomreach brings the power of AI in three ways: your customers' real-time data, the anonymous website visitors, and the Shopify data, so you know exactly what customers want, when they want it, and where to show it to them. Now, Bloomreach also enables Shopify companies to connect all of this understanding across all channels, so online, offline, including mobile, really to create the most personalized campaigns, engaging conversations with customers, and most importantly, to deliver a shopping experience that's unique to each shopper. Now, Bloomreach marketing automation solution integrates seamlessly with all of your existing tech stack. It aggregates data across the entire customer journey. And as I mentioned, it really empowers you as the founder or as the marketer really to act on all of these insights from a single platform. Now, the company has over 30 AI patents and serves over 850 global brands. So you can learn more, ecommercefastlane.com/Bloomreach, or you can go direct, bloomreach.com, and get started today.
You're listening to eCommerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Welcome back to eCommerce Fastlane. I'm your host, Steve Hutt. You know, thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, there's so many podcasts, as you know, there's like 3.5 million some podcasts out there and like thousands in the direct-to-consumer and the business space. I just appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show today. There's going to be a lot of insights, a lot of knowledge. We're going to talk about AI today. It's like the hottest topic there was last year. And now 2024, it continues to be an extremely hot topic. And a lot of brands are trying to figure out, well, how do I leverage AI other than just OpenAI having ChatGPT and potentially some duct tape solutions that are happening by a lot of brands right now, trying to figure out, is it a sales AI that I need and to help me figure out and make and improve the customer's journey and maybe pushing some insights to email and to SMS solutions? Or is this a support AI challenge where I need to have a proper brand voice and trying to figure some things out? So we're going to talk a lot about this. So real exciting. My guest is Ashu Dubey, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Glean.ai. And they have been making significant strides in the Shopify ecosystem. They just launched an app recently also. They're focused fully on generative AI, both, as I mentioned, in the sales and the support about the assistance around those. Instead of a purpose-built solution, they have chosen to make a platform to adapt to a brand's needs. Really, really interesting. So hi, Ashu. Welcome to eCommerce Fastlane.
Thanks, Steve. Long time listener, first time on the pod. Very excited to be here. Hello to all of your listeners.
Yeah, this is lovely. You just mentioned you're in San Francisco. I'm in Vancouver, so I'm just up north in Canada. We're in the same time zone. So it's lovely to be able to talk to somebody because typically because where there's talent and SaaS companies and marketing companies, they're all over the world. And a lot of times it's late for me at night or early in the morning for others. But I'm glad we're able to kind of hustle and get this done this afternoon. So I just want to talk a little bit about the Glean AI platform. Like, let's just talk on a high level first about what you're building and the problems. I know it's solving quite a few problems, but some of the high level problems you're solving today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Glean.ai, Glean with double E, is a generative AI platform that essentially built for e-commerce brands. And as a partner using Glean, you can launch multiple AIs using this platform. So what happens typically, AI chatbots, they are built to do one thing at a time. And so either you can drive more conversion, like site optimization, or you can use them for search or support. But these are like five different AIs that if you go with different chatbots on different AI solutions, point solutions, you need five different solutions. And so Glean is meant to be one AI platform using which you can avail all these different AIs that can help you scale your online store profitably. And we understand that in order to profitably scale your store, you need to drive more conversion as well as to be more efficient in your operations such as support. And we help you do everything using Glean.
That's lovely. So we're going to unpack kind of more specifics about both the sales and support side and how the platform actually works and how it connects to a Shopify store and how you play really, really nicely. I did some research before recording and a lot of people are using some great tools that are already connected to Shopify. So it's going to be nice that your platform actually connects to all the tools that are existing in the market or what they're currently using. So I want to talk about your founding story, about you and your co-founder. Are you able to talk a little bit about like how you met your co-founder and, you know, where did the desire and the expertise come from to want to build this platform?
Yeah. So I grew up in India. Both me and my co-founder went to school together in India, same IIT. And so after, by just a stroke of luck, 7 years ago, we both came into the same city. We started living within a block of each other. And what we realized, we both are like avid technologists. So we are into this AI communities. I've been building in AI since 2014 and AI and gaming. And most of these communities are in this Discord platform. So for those who don't know, Discord is a product like Slack, but for nerdy folks like tech in AI and gamers. And so It's really, really hard to get any kind of good support in a Discord server. Imagine there are 600,000 people in a common channel and everyone is asking questions, how hard it must be to get an answer. And for someone who even wants to provide an answer, to provide an answer. So it was very hard. And I always felt that problem when I went into a new Discord server. But then when the AI came into the scene, it was like, we have found a magical solution to this problem that we've been facing ourselves for a long time as to how to provide fast, accurate responses, quality responses, in a large community, to a large community. And that's how we started. So the moment we saw Gen AI come, we jumped into it, we started building, and that's where we started. And we all have faced customer support issues with e-commerce, with airlines, who has not faced with telephone companies.
Yep.
And so it was a natural extension for us to like fix it for much larger population.
Mm.
And that's how we are here.
I see. This is really interesting. And so just before recording today, also, I went into the App Store and I've interviewed other AI partners who are kind of purpose-built for what it is that they're attempting to do. Some are wholly owned on their own. Some are connecting to other tools that they're currently using. And so how do you kind of differentiate yourself of maybe AI chatbot solutions or AI sales solutions? How are you different?
Yeah. So three main things how we differentiate ourselves. One is with AI, especially with generative AI, almost everyone has played with ChatGPT. And while some responses are good, there are also some responses where ChatGPT has started hallucinating and giving you misleading responses.
Yep.
And that's also reflects into the chatbots that you've been playing with. And so as a company, this was the first problem we solved is the responses have to be accurate and there has to be zero hallucination. And we were the first AI solution to claim that we don't hallucinate at all. And we still, today, we are the most accurate platform when it comes to AI. So that's one. With Glean AI's solution, you don't have to worry about the answers going off-brand. Like we always hear these stories, this car dealership deployed an AI chatbot and then their bot started responding in a way that was not reflective of the brand
right. And
the tone. And so you won't have any of those problems with Glean AI. So you can have that peace of mind. The second is it's an AI platform. So it's not a chatbot. It's an AI platform from which you can have multiple chatbots, multiple AIs to come and do different things for you, either in the same interface or in different interface. It connects with all of your tools and interfaces very seamlessly. And finally, the maintenance, like Glean AI improves with user. So it learns over a period of time. Every week, it retrains itself based on what users have found useful, based on what the feedback you have given to it. And so you can give feedback to the AI on an ongoing basis, and it relearns and improves over time. So to my knowledge, it's one of the very few AIs that can improve itself over time.
That's very lovely. So when someone signs up, I'm kind of walking through it myself live. And so I went to the glean.ai website. I decided to register with my company, my email address, and kind of logged in. And then it asks, there's some interesting workflows here. One of the things that comes up right away, you know, it says supercharge your workflow and connect to the tools that you use every day. And the first thing it says, hey, create your custom bot and then go to AI settings and let's set and train your bot. So what's actually happening here? Because I think what I want to get across to my listeners is that what are the technical skills required for the person using this platform? Is it a sales operator? Is it a marketing pro? Is it an expert tech person to kind of use this? I just want to kind of understand how you've designed the platform to the type of user that wants to interact with it to create the generative AI tool that the person is looking for.
Yeah, great question. We have built it specifically for non-tech audiences, okay, like head of marketing, head of customer support, head of sales. So these are the personas we have built this workflow for. And hopefully, as you're trying it out, it gets reflected over there as well. There is a slightly different flow for people who are downloading it from the Shopify app store,
okay,
using Glean app,
okay,
because over there, you don't have to like go through the sign up flow. It automatically takes you inside the dashboard and asks you to make it live,
okay,
on the Shopify store. But in any case, what's happening is once it gets access to either your Shopify or your website, what happens is a bunch of technical stuff starts happening, okay, behind the scenes. The first thing happens is it goes to all the website pages, or let's say you uploaded PDFs. The model trains itself, learns from all the information that is there, stores it in a database. And then the other thing you can do is you can give it a brand and a personality. You can give it instructions that the way you would give an instruction to your colleague. And so there is a tab, answer guidelines or build your personality on the dashboard, which you're playing with, Steve.
Yeah.
And the way you talk to, how would you give an instruction to your colleague who is answering you just questions? Give those same instructions to this bot or AI, and then it will start responding in that manner. It's really easy to set up, takes less than 5 minutes, and it's in plain English. You don't have to know any tech at all. And in fact, we also, let's say you give a guideline, we have a guideline rewriter that changes the guidelines to make sure the bot understands your language. So you just use plain human English and it will work. And actually, for that matter, any language, it will understand. So it supports more than 90 languages right now.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I am using the other web app version directly. And then, yeah, I literally just added my URL in. So, but the Shopify one is going to go ahead and ingest everything from help docs to content to product pages and ingest all of that, multiple pages. And then it's going to have content available to itself. And that's how we actually get to use that content now, if it's a sales AI or support AI and how it all works. So it's quite interesting. So I'm going to let this kind of progress in the background here as we chat. I want to talk about case studies. So I think it's interesting. You've been running this tool for a while. The App Store is new for the Shopify side, but on the early kind of beta and alpha testers, what sort of positive response have you received from people knowing how easy it is to use, but on the flip side, how powerful the platform is?
Absolutely. And so AI is a story, not just Glean, but in general, what I believe AI does, it elevates humans' capabilities and skills to a whole new different level. We all become a 10x better version of ourselves. And the same happens with Glean. And so we have this similar story. It's a top luxury mattress seller, a manufacturer based out of US called Puffy.
Okay.
And they are on Shopify. And they're their usual self-serve, but there are two problems. One was very spiky traffic, like people go to during Thanksgiving, during President's Day sale. People look for shopping, they look for discounts, they go to this website. And the second, the support staff is available during business hours, but off season, night times, you don't have any support staff.
Right.
And so if you think about it that way, out of 24/7, 7 days, you have, if during business hours is only 40 hours. So you have a very large percentage of time where your users are not getting access to any help if you rely completely on manual help. And so Puffy had those two challenges that they wanted to solve, and their sales was growing. So they wanted something to help them with it. And so after deploying Glean with their help desk, with their Shopify, they have seen 80% of their customers' queries getting resolved while, and this is the key thing, while maintaining the same satisfaction level. And as a result, the CSAT of their human agents has gone up. And this was the most exciting part for us, because now the human agents can focus more on things that are complex, that need more attention from a human, which AI cannot do. And that's what's exciting about, to me, the whole story in AI. Like, even as a, if you just zoom out of e-commerce and go look at the whole sector, like programming, any other sector, what AI is doing is elevating humans to a whole new different level. People are writing better copies. People are creating better content. And as a technologist, that's what I believe AI's role should be in the society.
So interesting. While you were speaking, I went to puffy.com. It redirected to .ca because I'm in Canada, just from GeoIP redirection. But what's interesting, so the Glean AI bot popped up, and how might I help you? And that seems kind of normal and typical for having a chat solution there. And I said, first question I asked is, do you ship to Canada? And I had a beautiful, articulate, kind of on-brand reply. Yes, we do ship to Canada, and shipping is free throughout Canada on all our products, yada, yada, yada. And so please check our website for a current inventory and availability. Oh, that was great. Great. Well, and then I asked the question, said, well, what's the best seller for a hot sleeper? I thought that was an interesting question. And then it comes back as well, for hot sleepers, we recommend the Puffy Cooling Cloud Foam Mattress and yada, yada, yada. And here's all the details about it. So I'm like, wow. So I thought that was pretty impressive that I asked what I think it's a normal question to ask about like shipping and delivery times and countries, but to be specific about I'm a hot sleeper, it's just like, oh, okay. And it actually found the right answer to a product. It's available on your website.
I'm glad you found that use case, because that's what I meant when I say you don't have to really choose an AI solution that's a point solution focused either on support, where it answers questions about order status, return policy, or driving conversion. It can do both. Now, in the same window, you can ask, what's your return policy? Where can I return? And it'll give you the appropriate response. And that's what we mean by that's generative AI platform vision coming to life.
So are there any misconceptions of AI? Because you mentioned the kind of the auto dealership not being on brand. And then I think some mid-market enterprise leaders are a little bit nervous about having the something running in the background or after hours when support eyeballs aren't on, or not getting the instant feedback for customers' journeys on a website and these sort of things. And so like, what are the narratives or the misconceptions? And then like, you know, are these just myths? And then do you want to address any of the things that maybe the market may have misconceptions about?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And what I have found is the misconceptions are also on a spectrum. Mm. So for example, there is a set of people who believe that AI will solve everything. Mm. And I am definitely not in that camp. AI is not going to solve all your problems. While, because I have built a very sophisticated AI solution, the best in the market. And at best, I mean, it's answering 80% of the question. You still need, for 20% of the questions, you need humans to answer them. And so the way I think of it is, again, repeating my earlier phrase, it elevates humans. It makes every human agent a super agent. But you still need humans. AI won't replace all humans. It will just upgrade them to a next level. So that's number one. On the other spectrum, there are many people who believe like AI, who have experienced like bad AI experience, especially with airline companies, banking, or telephone companies, where we are just looking for a way to get out of that IVRS menu style to talk to a human, right? And so people who have experienced that, they believe that, you know, AI cannot do anything. And the truth is not that as well. So AI is going to solve a lot of problems, not all of the problems. The second misconception, which I see many, especially when it relates to e-commerce, is many brands try to stuff a lot of things inside the widget and almost make it a mini website. And I have led top of the funnel growth at LinkedIn. So I have run hundreds of experiments into these areas. And I speak from my experience that if you have a website and you want website to be the front and center of users' attention, you don't want to build a mini website inside the chat widget. Chat widget has to serve a specific purpose without distracting the users from the main content of the website. And that's a message that I see constantly getting lost as more and more web widget companies are trying to stuff a lot of features inside the widget and justify the hefty price tag by saying it can do this, it can do that, it can do everything. But then what is the website right. there for? So that's the other misconceptions, and that's a common mistake many e-commerce brands are making. And finally, around hallucination, because we see a lot of press, like press loves negative stories. And so generative AI did this bad. It created a fake email address. It created a fake law citation that the lawyer got fined for. And so those things get a lot of press, but not all generative AI solutions hallucinate. And that's what prompted me to also to build Glean, because we knew that in order for serious businesses to adopt Gen AI, we have to fix the hallucination.
And so I want to talk a bit about, I guess, the handoff to existing tools that brands are using. I mean, I'm a big fan of Gorgeous, but you know, there's you know, Freshdesk and others, at least from the CRM side. And so I just would, first of all, I want to understand your mindset around playing nicely with other partners and existing tech stack. Let's solve that first. Glean's mental model around, hey, we're building this, but we appreciate that Shopify businesses already have other pieces of technology. What do you say about that?
We take the same mindset. The last thing any e-commerce brand, any head of support, any head of marketing wants is another tool that they have to learn the interface of. And so the approach we have taken, and which we believe to be the right approach, is you have to plug it into the existing workflows of the customer. So if they are using a help desk, Glean has to work on top of that help desk, not replace that help desk. And so if you're using Gorgeous, Zendesk, Rich Panel, it will work on top of that. Similarly, on the e-commerce platform, like we play nicely with Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, Magento is in progress as well as we speak. And so the idea is we won't change the existing work environment, and the good AI basically blends in into your work environment. To the users, we provide a 10x better experience, but for your colleagues, yourself, and human agents, nothing changes on their end.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. What happens with like these tools that, you know, because I know everybody's trying to, I guess, build something generative AI into their existing tools. They feel it's just the way the world is now. So I'm looking at, let's say, Gorgeous, for example. They have a chat solution that's kind of native in their solution itself. But it seems from my perspective, because I'm a Gorgeous user, even though I'm not an e-commerce brand, I'm more of a media company, but I still use it as a help desk to field tickets and these sort of things. It seems like a lot of it is more the autoresponders of tickets from within their solution, but maybe not externally on their chat solution, and then a warm handoff to live agents. So what's your take on what people are baking into their CRMs versus you saying, no, don't use that, but use ours instead, and here's why we're better?
At a high level, I love Gorgeous. It's pretty, and not just Gorgeous, but like other companies as well. The help desk, Zendesk, when it was built for that great use case. It still works great. But you have to also think that what kind of companies are they? Are they AI companies? Are they help desk companies? Are they e-commerce companies? What's their specialty? What's their expertise? So my belief is AI companies should do the AI stuff. Help desk companies should do the help desk stuff. E-commerce companies, the platform companies should do that, like shipping, order management, product listing, inventory. And so there are some special skills every company brings to the table. What's important is they play nicely with each other so that there is an efficient handoff the way, let's say, Gorgeous works with Shopify. And similarly, all the AI companies, they need to be on top of these platforms, the help desks and the e-commerce platforms. But like Google cannot become an e-commerce company overnight. They tried it and they struggled with it. The same way, if Zendesk tries to become an AI company, they will, I mean, I think they are not going to do a very good job at that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Sorry if that was a bit spicy.
No, I love it. I mean, that kind of makes sense. I mean, it's an important topic to discuss because, you know, I love Gorgeous as the CRM, but then when I also take a look to see just like live off their front end of their own tool, it just doesn't seem to function as great as maybe I would. Like, I want to learn more about your AI features. Great. Who are you? Are you existing Gorgeous customer or not? Yes, I am. Was that helpful? No, it wasn't. It wasn't helpful. It was, and then go back? Okay. So it's things like that. And I totally agree with you. You are doubling down and focusing on the fact that, you know, let people do what they do well in their existing tools, but you are an expert in offering a platform to allow people to build the product that they need for their particular use case, instead of having, you know, a cookie cutter kind of check the boxes and kind of and just see what happens. You have a whole different approach, which I absolutely love.
Thank you. It's just the speciality. Like, we are constantly day in and day out thinking, how can we help e-commerce brands more profitable, scale them better, be more efficient through an AI lens? And that's a very different skill set you develop if you do it year after year after year than compared to some other companies who are trying to optimize shipping or logistics. So
we're getting close to wrapping up the show for today, but you've shared a lot about, you know, about your take on generative AI and the fact that there is, like, you know, a platform available to really help brands. That's the big thing why I wanted you on the show today, because I believe you're a very unique operator versus these very specific built AI solutions that are out there, whatever they could be. They could be on-page kind of personalization engines doing their thing in real time. There could be the chat solutions, and there are people trying to build that, but they're very purpose-built and they kind of go down that journey versus the uniqueness of Glean.ai is the fact that you build it based on what your needs are, not what comes out of the box from other people. Yeah. So I think that's very, very unique.
Absolutely.
So I guess what I was trying to figure out then now is that, like, what do we believe our next steps are? So if people are listening and saying, hey, I do want to get involved, you know, I've dabbled maybe a little bit in some AI products, not overwhelmed with it. It hasn't really been as helpful maybe as I would have anticipated it to be. And they want to kind of kick the tires and kind of see what Glean is and how it can help their Shopify brand. What do you say is kind of like the next steps? And I know you mentioned you want to have a little offer for our listeners today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so one, if you want to try it, Glean, you can do it. Go to Shopify store. If you're on Shopify, just search for Glean AI. And Glean with a double E, and you'll get the Glean app. Install it. It's pretty much self-serve from there. It takes less than 5 minutes. You don't have to know anything, and it will start working. Or you can go through our website as well, glean.ai, and it will help you get started. We do have an exciting offer for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. Steve, do you want me to reveal it now?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. I know it's exclusive to our listeners. I'm going to have a custom landing page for it also, where people can go and sign up and get this offer. But yeah, you can share the details.
Yeah. So for exclusive to your listeners, we are very, very happy to offer a $250 worth of conversation credits off our Glean paid plan. So you just generally get a free 50 conversation credits on Glean. But to your podcast listeners, we are offering $250 worth of conversation credits on the paid plans as well. So go ahead, if you sign up via the link that you will mention. So go ahead, try it out. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us, the Glean team, for the support.
Beautiful. So I'll have ecommercefastlane.com/Gleans. That's G-L-E-E-N. That will redirect to the landing page that you have for me here. And this is, like, I've just had a little peek at the Brex's landing page. So I know I have one now too for e-commerce Fastlane. So this is great. That'll redirect. I'll be able to get that offer. Thank you so much for that. I know you have a free plan. That's a really good starting point. But once you get into the paid plans, you get this offer that you're with these extra $250 in conversation credits. I think it's very notable that you'd be able to have that available. People can, like, just test it and see how it interacts, because at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know. Most brand operators know they need to get AI implemented. It's table stakes now, but it's just who's doing it well and correctly. And I think that's one thing about your platform, like I said, not purpose-built uniquely. It allows you as a brand owner to build what you need with generative AI. And I think this is great. We've got the offer. We can get people set up. Landing page. This has been really educational for me because, like I said, I've had a lot of people on the show building AI purpose-built products, and, you know, good for them. They're moving the needle forward overall in the community, and I appreciate that. And they are solving some problems, but you're uniquely solving them in a different way, where you're more of a platform to help people build onto. And I think that's very notable. My website is running in the background right now. It's ingesting all my content. So we'll chat offline to see how that's going to work out. And this has been lovely. Yeah, nice. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Steve, for having me. Very, very happy to be here. And it was fun.
All right. Well, have yourself a great afternoon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.